Welcome back to Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era, and this is our little game preview as the Giants take on the Chicago Bears tonight at MetLife Stadium. Mike, the Giants' first official home game. They call it the dress rehearsal. This is really the final look at what your team's going to do, at least the starters, before you get to the regular season.
Yeah, this is really their last long look they're going to get. They'll probably play more than a half. Coach Coughlin did say this week that he sounded like he's going to play the starters a little bit in the preseason finale against New England. If it is, it'll just be a series or two. This is really the last chance for the starters to have a long tune-up before the regular season opener.
All right, let's talk about some of the battles and some of the positions that can still be earned on this Giants roster. Obviously, a lot of spots are secured. They're a good football team, but there is some stuff up in the air. I want to jump to the defensive side of the ball first. That third cornerback spot in the slot, how's this thing going to play out, especially with Jaron Hosley battling that turf toe?
Well, it's interesting. I think it's very possible that what we see in the final two preseason games is going to be much different than what we see in the regular season opener if Jaron Hosley does not make it back. It looked like Jaron Hosley was ticketed for that spot until he hurt his toe the other night. My guess is you can use these last two preseason games to kind of look at some other people in that spot, but if they're not satisfied with any of them, I think we agree that Antrell Roll will probably be the guy in the regular season opener.
And then on offense, in terms of the second and third running back, even the fourth running back spot, that also very much up in the air. Giants running back David Wilson will have a chance to play with the ones tonight against the Bears, and he's pretty excited about it.
I was nervous a little bit when they first told me, and they told me I was going to go with the ones, and it had to sink in, and I got out in practice yesterday, and you could tell I was a little bit jittery and nervous or whatever. And it settled in, and now I'm just looking forward to the game.
Mike, no one doubts David Wilson's running ability, but can the rest of his game progress enough where he can be that number two back behind Ahmad Bradshaw?
I think so. The key, as you well know, John, is how well he can protect the passer. You've got to be able to pick up the blitzers. With the Giants, it's all about keeping Eli Manning upright. Running backs don't get to play around here unless they can prove they can block. David Wilson says he's confident he can do that, so I guess we're going to start finding out tonight.
No doubt about it. How about the third wide receiver position? It's been a battle throughout camp, throughout the first two preseason games. Ramsey's obviously been around. This is his fourth season. Jarrell Jernigan, Reuben Randall, and, of course, the veteran Dominic Hixon.
Yeah, I see it. We assume Nix and Cruz will be the starters. I really think, to me, it looks like it's coming down to Reuben Randall against Hixon. Hixon has started much of camp, or played with the first team much of camp in Nix's absence. Looks to me like it's down to those two. I would put Jernigan a little bit behind him and then Barden. But again, we still have two games to decide this. But I think Reuben Randall, has been very impressive as a rookie. I think he's going to see a lot of playing time.
Two more spots I want to hit. One on the defensive line. No Jason Pierre-Paul tonight with the back spasms. But how about defensive tackle? There's a lot of, I'm not going to say confusion, but a lot is in flux right now, that defensive tackle spot with all the injuries. How do you see the back end of that depth chart shaking out? You have the Coons, the Hendricks, Marvin Austin. When is he going to get back with that back injury? How do you see that playing out at tackle?
I think it's a very big game for Hendricks and Coon. I don't know if both of them, if the Giants are going to have room on the final roster for both of them. These next two games could well decide that. Although if Marvin Austin does not return quickly and Sean Rogers does not come back, perhaps there is room for both of them. But I think if I was them, I would go on the assumption that only one of them is going to survive on the roster, and I would play my heart out on that basis.
And, of course, they'll have to play well on special teams, too. Always very important for the guys in the bottom third of that roster or so. And I want to talk about the return game before we say goodbye, Mike. What's going to happen with punt and kicks? It seems like Hosley has a leg up right now, but he's hurt. Who's going to step in as that primary punt guy? Are you going to see Dominic Hixon back in that role? Is he going to go back at kicks? Are they going to have David Wilson there? How do you see it playing out?
Well, Hosley has a leg up, but he's down a foot or a
yeah.
toe. So he's not going to be there Friday night, tonight exactly, obviously. But I think eventually, from what we've seen, it looks like they want Hosley to be the punt returner. That's the sense I get.
I get it, too.
And he looks like he's very capable of that, his flub in Jacksonville notwithstanding. If he's healthy, I think he opens the season as a punt returner. If not, maybe later on when his foot or toe is completely healed. Kickoff return is a mystery. It looks to me like Wilson is the front runner. He had a very nice return in Jacksonville. But to me, Dominic Hixon is lurking at both those spots. He's done it before. He looks terrific. He's a proven veteran. I think at some point he's going to get an opportunity to return punts and or kickoffs.
That's funny. Coach said on Wednesday that he almost wished they did a little bit more with Hixon in terms of getting more return work earlier in the offseason, considering how well his knees reacted.
Yeah, and also they were so intent on really looking at these young guys, too. And sometimes you do that. You think, well, we know what the veteran can do, but Hixon really hasn't played much the last 2 years, and I think you need to find out what he can do, and maybe we'll do that in the next couple of weeks.
Maybe we'll see that tonight, Mike. We appreciate the time as always.
Okay, John, thank you.
For Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmuck. That's all the time we have for today's game preview brought to you by New Era. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody. We'll see you next week.